Hello, Dr. Shaw here, and welcome to our 17th podcast on teaching humanity remotely. Last week, I shared an interview on Radio Woodstock, also known as WDST in Woodstock, and I made that my 16th podcast. Now I will be discussing some reflections I had around that podcast. What I want to share is about sincerity. There was the person who was doing the interviewing, and he had another guest on, and she was speaking about how she notices that sometimes it's really the adults that need the kinds of skills and practices that I am recommending that the adults teach the children. And I really wanted to address that because I feel like these podcasts, my intention in doing these podcasts is to be real, truthful, and also optimistic. I feel that if we all come together and we share what we know and we share what we do best, we'll all be contributing. And parents and teachers certainly want to do right by children. And there are different reasons as to why that becomes more challenging than not at different times, right? So right now it's really hard for parents who are so overwhelmed with making sure they're paying the bills, with having the opportunity to work at home while also making sure that their children are getting educated in the best way they can. Teachers are having such a difficult time because they know the kinds of learning and teaching that should happen, and they know that the kind of paradigm that they're stuck in is not really best for everyone. So how are we going to ease their burdens without making anyone wrong? And that's really what she was addressing when it comes to not every adult knows how to speak with children in a way that will help them grow socially and emotionally. And that's really what my books are about. It's really, really giving any adult who feels that they need the script and language and skills to know how to communicate with children in the area of social emotional growth and development, it's right there for you. And once you see that each book has a very similar language and is really promoting the practice of having children learn to be independent in their thinking and in their ability to take responsibility, you can just use that kind of script for almost any situation. Maybe I have a book about anger, but maybe you want to share that kind of format talking about depression. So, you know, it's like I think it's kind of a universal way. What I'm really promoting is just to be really honest and sincere. So to that aim, the woman on the radio station said something about sometimes children can show acts of kindness and be more caring and empathetic than adults. And I did want to address that. So I was in a neighboring school for over 30 years, and every month there could be like a social theme. Maybe February was kindness month. So during that month, it was not for everyone. As a matter of fact, hopefully for less people, this was the case. And for more people, there was a deep desire and sincerity to make sure that they were giving children the opportunity to really show acts of kindness and then also discuss it and be reflective about how it made the person who was receiving that act of kindness, as well as how it made them in giving the act of kindness. But there were, in some years, there were adults, and some of the adults might have been administrators. And this is a very sad commentary because, for instance, the principal of a building should be an educational leader and should make sure that what's being promoted is what we all want to see. We have a common vision. But at any rate, sometimes it could be overwhelming. And there might be so much to do on that principal's list that things get done in a very superficial way. Oh, we did one act of kindness and we can just check it off our list for February, which is not what we want to promote. What we want to promote is that which is most important we want to be paying attention to all the time. So if having children develop and learn to have strong citizenship and be really contributing to their community, then that is what needs to be paid attention to the most. And in order to do that, it means you can't just do it once a month in February. You need to promote that kind of empathy and caring and promote those kinds of acts of kindness throughout the entire year. And that is where I think being in this challenging time as an entire community, as a world community, let alone a little learning community in a classroom or in our little home community, being in this time can make us stop and really prioritize what is most important. When I'm at home with my children, I want them to be kind to each other. I need to create a lot of opportunity. I need to create an environment that is child-centered and friendly, and where I'm showing that I care and that I am doing many acts of kindnesses. I'm being kind to my friends and my neighbors and to people in my community so that I can inspire that kind of generosity and that kind of spirit of community and unity and humanity in my children. If I say, let's say reading and writing is the most important. Let's just say I'm a teacher and I say reading and writing, or a school district. This division of the school district said all children will be readers. I'm going to put all my energy there, or a lot of my energy, or most of my energy. So if I want to create a sense of well-being in children, that it's incorporating social and emotional growth and development, I need to make sure that I am providing a lot of opportunity for that, and not just merely being superficial and crossing something off the list or doing an activity once a month and thinking that it's done. Once again, we are what we pay attention to. So let's really get clear. While we're home with our children, we can see, wow, you know what? I realize that now that my son and daughter are not at school, they really don't know how to share. They don't know how to take turns. I see that they lack follow through. And then I see, well, how am I as a parent? Oh, guess what? You know what? I'm inconsistent. I'm lacking follow through. So it's really an opportunity to be reflective and to admit that this is a learning curve for everybody. You know, I think one of the disservices that we're doing right now is we're trying to say, even though we know this is a really different time, and even though our work environment is so different, and our home life is so different, and our schooling is so different, we're somehow hoping by some miracle that our children will still learn what they're supposed to be learning per grade level. And I think that's such an unrealistic vision. I think what we should say, this is a different time, and it's going to require different measures. And also to remind children that they're learning online and they're using technology because it's not safe to socialize personally at this point, or it's not as safe, or we're not socializing in the same way. Even when we're at school, we're having social distance. So for me, what I would want to do is I would make sure that we're still teaching children how to socialize. And I think one of the Zoom meetings per week should be in small little pods where children are just talking with each other, learning how to listen, learning how to be attentive listeners, learning how to take turns when it's their time to speak and be contributing, learning how to play and socialize in the way that it's safe and they can right now. Then next year, when we're back in person in full bloom, we'll have children who have some skill, some social skills that they got to practice this year. I don't think we should try to cram everything in like a round hole in a square peg. And we need to call it what it is so that we do have that depth of sincerity, and we are not just putting something on a list and then making sure we introduce it once and then we're saying, okay, I could check it off. If I want my children to be healthy in the area of social and emotional growth and development, however long it takes for me to teach those skills, if my child wakes up and they're angry or they're feeling worried, and I can't say, well, you know, we discussed this 2 days ago, and now you should, you know, have mastered it. No, it takes a long time, such a long time to learn something new. And it requires repetition, repeat, repeat, repeat. So when I was talking on the radio and the other guest was talking about how she sees this not only as a requirement of children learning in the realm of social and emotional growth and development, but that we need to make sure the adults, whether it's parents or teachers, have the skills that they need. That, in fact, if they, again, are teaching acts of kindness, they're really modeling kind behavior. If they're teaching the importance of keeping your word, or if you make a mistake, you embrace it as a learning lesson, you need to show that you're doing that as the adult. And I don't think it's making the adult wrong that we don't all know the same thing at the same time. We all have different strengths. I am not a car mechanic. I need to go to another adult to help me with that. So that's okay. But this is a skill I have, and I want to share it, and I want to teach it because I think it's really important, and I want us to discuss it, and I want you to participate and let me know other areas. But this just really touched me because I didn't want to sound like there's any fault here. This is an opportunity to stop with the fault. It's an opportunity to say, what is needed? What do I have that can fulfill that need? And what do I need to learn because I can't fulfill the need yet? So I really hope that you continue to go to my website at learnwithmeremotely.com. That's learnwithmeremotely.com. I'm always publishing more books. There's a new book out on character matters. There's another new book that is called Grit and Greedy. And it's about what is needed to really be successful, what grit means. And of course, we know what greedy means. And I'm in the process of publishing another book. And the topics in that book are patience, bullying, how do we not bully or judge or behave in a negative way. So I really hope that you continue to go to my website, look at my books. I'm hoping that in the very near future, there'll be dolls to go with the characters in the books, because I think it's very, very important for children to get off screen. I think it's very, very important for children to be playing and learning and using their imaginations. And so, although we are required right now to use the screen maybe more than we ultimately want to when it comes to education, everything in moderation, and we should still be trying to have our children be creative and using their words and not just being a passive listener on the screen. So until next time, I am trying to create an interesting experiment. And next time we're going to be talking about that. It has to do with how I can actually work with children, your children, and if it could be helpful for me to support you and your family by having me work with your children. So I hope that is an interesting tease and it inspires you to listen to me next time. Until then, be well, stay healthy, enjoy your family time together.
And that concludes this episode of the podcast series, Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw. Thank you for listening. You can follow Dr. Shaw on Facebook. Her page is Learn With Me Remotely. That's on Facebook. That's also her website, learnwithmeremotely.com. Her podcasts and all the books that she's been referring to are on that site for purchase, and samples are there as well. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. Dr. is abbreviated DR, and the 1 is the number 1, Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. And on Instagram at Dr. Mint with a T, Shaw. Thanks again for listening. Watch out for the next podcast in the series. That'll be coming real soon.